And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 20th of May, 2012. It was on this date in 1609, the publisher Thomas Thorpe made an entry in the Stationer's Register in London that entered a book called Shakespeare's Sonnets. And soon after, Shakespeare's Sonnets were published. There were no copyright laws at the time. These may have been published without Shakespeare's consent. The manuscript, full of errors, it appears to be incomplete, may have been an early draft. Thomas Thorpe himself had an unsavory reputation. He was known to have stolen manuscripts, but regardless, it came to print, and it's likely that, had it not, only two of Shakespeare's sonnets would survive today. It's the birthday of Balzac, Honoré de Balzac, born in Tours, France, in 1799. A writer who kept revising his novels even after they had been set in type, so they had to be reset at great expense. He was deeply in debt much of the time, wrote for 14 to 16 hours a day, drinking cup after cup of strong black coffee. In one three-year period, Balzac produced more than 20 works, produced a vast series, more than 90 novels, that he called Le Comédie Humaine, the human comedy. Balzac called himself the secretary of French society. Oscar Wilde once said, "The 19th century as we know it is largely an invention of Balzac." And it was on this day, 1883, the Krakatoa volcano began erupting. A German ship was sailing past, saw a column of smoke and ash rising 7 miles into the sky. The volcano was rumbling, spewing out lava. And then in late August, a series of explosions blew the whole mountain and island apart. The explosion heard in Sri Lanka, 4,500 miles away. The tsunami rose to 130 feet, killed 36,000 people. Here's a poem for today by Andrew Hudgens entitled Come to Harm. We were driving from one state to another, my father already there, and we'd been singing hymns, hymns soaring from the car with our joy at passing on to glory where loss would turn to gain, our wounds would heal, and in the silence after our last refrain, my mother said she'd known before the call had come her father had died. She'd felt his passing. She'd known he'd come to harm, as if death had enticed him, as if he had returned to drinking and wed death's hoochie-coochie girl, death's crude seducer. Thinking true tales of the supernatural, I wondered how I could tell this story and make friends shudder, or failing that, I was this predatory, how I could make them laugh. I flipped, there's a world beyond this world, to my mother is a silly woman, and back again, as we hurled through darkness, singing songs of hope. She told her sacred story, we sang, we laughed, she died, I wept. Her story isn't mine, I'm sorry, and not, about how I have told it. Who knows what's coming after? There may be another world. There may. There will be laughter. A poem by Andrew Hudgens, Come to Harm, from his collection American Rendering, published by Houghton Mifflin Harcourt and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, offering a nationwide series of educational events in support of Small Business Week. Learn more at constantcontact.com/SBW. Produced by Joy Biles and edited by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.